For the purpose, critique, education, and reviewing on positive note, meaning we just like to do this shit, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast proudly presents...
It's time for Magic Monkey Mania number 31, because we like to do this shit.
Yeah, you know what's crazy? That's 13 turned around, so this is going to be like a little witchy one, like coming up on Halloween.
Yeah, because we're doing two songs. You're getting ready to leave, head back to Jersey Town.
Virginia Town. Getting close enough. I'll be in Jersey once or twice, and I'll tell you what, we're going to be Halloween. It's coming up. I saw on...
Love Halloween.
Starbucks today, fall's coming, PSL, I guess the pumpkin thing everybody's getting ready for. So summer's almost coming to an end, and I'm glad we're getting one last push for the monkeys, because I'll tell you, we saw them last year. How was that concert?
That concert was memorable all the time.
Yes,
always
unbelievable.
Awesome. So we're kind of putting together, we're still putting it together, because as I said, there's these tracks, these monkey songs that just don't have a home, and people forget about them. And I'm kind of like trying to get them organized so that we can put together what would be a Monkees Uniquities bootleg collection.
Oh, I love that.
That has a flow to it.
I love
that. Something you could listen to while you drive. That's my focus, my score, my goal.
How are we going to bribe Mabel to get the real one of a kind that she has hidden, that she went down and got deep in the vault hidden for like the secret treasure, you know?
Well, we got a couple good ones here. And again,
but what I want to know is, what does really Mabel have down there she's not opening up to envision us for our own vision quest and believe what she has in her vault?
I think that's back to the Jimmy Hoffa thing.
Yes. Mabel, what do you know?
So we're going to throw in some of the Peter Tork demos. These are the songs that don't have a home. This was Peter Tork when he had the Peter Tork Project. And it's half a dozen, maybe three or four of the others. But some good songs that have just need a place to live and have an address.
Yeah, we have an address parked here.
And here is Peter Tork from 1983 doing his demo, Love's on Fire.
Thank you.
Love's on Fire, Peter Tork Project demo. What do you think, Jersey Mike?
I think that is definitely a bootleg. It's great stuff, but it's a bootleg because it's like goes in and out, kind of like we do if you're not talking close to the phone, microphone slash, you know,
audio. You're talking about 30 years ago plus, you know, and something's been passed around. But still, it needs a place to live, to receive mail and send mail.
Well, receive here and send from here. Where at?
WCW_comedy and Shiny Squirrel Podcast is the Instagram accounts. That's their main source of communication. So, brings us to our next track. This is one of those Mickey Dolenz tracks.
Oh, wow.
One of these, and yes, I think that is a picture of O.J. Simpson.
I was just going to say, oh my gosh. Wow. Where did you dig this up? Now, wait a second now. Did Mabel let this go?
I think Mabel let this one out.
Wow, Mabel. Oof, you're slipping, hon.
This is a song that was not
this
included.
Is something. Look at this. That's O.J.
That's because we're taking it from YouTube, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, the juice.
Well, it's
used to run. Is this the same guy used to run through on Hertz and run through airports?
Yeah.
And he killed two white people? Oh, excuse me, I didn't say that.
Yeah, well, you know.
Supposedly killed two people.
Supposedly. Anyway, this comes from 1983-ish. Mickey Dolenz was directing a play called, a little play called Bugsy Malone.
Wow.
You remember the movie, but this was the play production in London's West End. 300 times they did this. As a promotional tour and as a regular release, A&M Records put out a 45 of a song called Tomorrow, what Mickey sings.
What OJ is doing here just is really, I can't wait to see.
You're more
this.
Intrigued with the OJ.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just know, just be aware, OJ has nothing to do with the song.
Okay.
This is one of the songs that the MGM sessions that were put out by 7A Records did not get picked up on.
Oh, so why not?
I don't know.
Exactly. Probably. Back to this. What happened how where this
much,
could have been?
How much money do you actually
exactly.
need?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So here it is, Tomorrow, Today.
Tomorrow. Kind of fool they take me for. Tomorrow, a resting place for bums, trap set in the slums, but I know the score. I won't take no for an answer. I was born to be a dancer.
Let the people know that you're laughing, losing taste.
always lie. Trains no winning team. I won't take no for an answer. I was born to be a dancer now.
Good analogy you said there. In gangster life, tomorrow never comes because you never know if you're going to be around.
You never know.
You don't know if you're going to be shot, arrested, whatever. Detained, kidnapped, whatever. But yeah. That is like, tomorrow never comes. That's a good title that they should have for a re-older
it
gangster
could be,
stuff.
Could have been on Breaking Bad or yeah. Something. Who knows? You know, it's just.
It still could come.
It could come. I mean, it's one of those songs that's lost, but it's found again.
Yes, thanks to you and going deep down into the crevices and crunches and like how do they say the nooks and
crannies.
The nooks and crannies like Thomas English muffins. The nooks and crannies of Mabel's Doomsday Vault. Matter of fact, that's a little quirky. I like that though. Tomorrow never comes. What's coming out of the Doomsday Vault, Mabel?
So that song tomorrow is going to go up against Peter Tork's Love Is On Fire. You can vote on WCW_comedy or Shiny Squirrel Podcast and vote which one you like best. Any last words out?
Mabel!